Earlier today in Kuwait, two American civilians were ambushed at a stoplight near Camp Doha, a military installation that houses American troops and civilians. A 46-year-old American civilian was killed. He worked for a software company based in San Diego that was under contract to the Department of Defense. The other American was injured. So far, no one has been arrested. This is the third shooting incident in Kuwait since October. The U.S. Embassy calls it a terrorist attack. Jack Fairweather, a reporter for London's Daily Telegraph, joins us by phone from Kuwait City. Thanks very much for joining us.
A pleasure.
Good afternoon. What details can you give us about the incident? How many people were involved, and has any great group claimed responsibility?
The number of people involved, the police report suggesting that there was just the one assailant using a Kalashnikov rifle. However, that's not a confirmed figure. In terms of who groups which have claimed responsibility, police investigations obviously sort of looking towards any Islamic fundamentalist groups in Kuwait which have links with Al-Qaeda. Though just last week, a Kuwaiti national was arrested for spying for Iraq with plans to launch attacks against American installations and a particular plot to poison U.S. soldiers. So at the moment, the people who might be responsible, it's a fairly sort of far-ranging investigation.
Anything from the United States Embassy or from the government of Kuwait as yet?
The Deputy Prime Minister Sheikh Sabah has sent a letter to sent a memo to Colin Powell expressing his deep regret over the incident. The American Embassy has here in Kuwait has currently cancelled its social programs and is looking at sort of reformulating its advice to citizens in the country. New advice is expected out within the next couple of hours or first thing tomorrow morning, it being 11 o'clock here at night. Most officials have gone home after a very tiring and stressful day.
As the American buildup continues into Kuwait, obviously that country is a critically important ally to the United States. How do incidents like this one color that relationship?
For the majority of the Kuwaitis, they have been as shocked as Americans at this. At this action, there was a great amount of goodwill between Kuwait and America, obviously for their role in rescuing Kuwait from Iraqi aggression during the first Gulf War. In terms of the sort of average Kuwaiti you'll meet on the street or who might be meeting with an American citizen, that they're really good relations. There is, however, a sort of growing sort of fundamentalist fringe, one might say, which is causing alarm. I was talking to an Interior Minister official earlier today who was telling me that, it's pretty much impossible to stop any further attacks. As you said in the lead-in to this program, there have been three attacks already. There's been one previous fatality of a U.S. Marine and about four other injuries of U.S. Army personnel here. There is, if not a sense of everyday danger, people are certainly beginning to sort of watch their backs, as it were.
Jack Fairweather, thanks very much.
A pleasure.
Jack Fairweather is with London's Daily Telegraph. He was with us by phone from Kuwait. You can hear more on this story tonight from NPR's Ann Garrels, who's in Kuwait, and NPR will continue to cover the 30th anniversary of Roe v. Wade with a report from Julie Rovner on new legislative action on abortion. Both those stories a little later today on All Things Considered. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.